For those of you who've been walking with us during this season of Lent, I've been in a preaching series entitled Be Like Jesus. And while I've had to make a small edit concerning what I was going to preach today, we are still walking in that series, Be Like Jesus. Amen. I want to call your attention to the fourth chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. Amen. Mark chapter 4. We're going to read verses 35 to verse 41. The word of our God reads as follows. That day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this that even the wind and waves obey him?" Amen. Thank you. As we seek to become like Jesus, Watts Chapel, I want to preach today from the topic, Choose Faith. As we seek to become like Jesus, we don't choose to fret, we don't choose anxiety, but we choose faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, bless your word. Bless me to be a blessing to your people. Let your word go forth with power, with clarity. Use your word to encourage everyone who's listening now, those who will listen across this week, this month, this year. Anoint as only you can. Your words, my mouth, in the strong name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor wherever you are, don't shake the hand, don't touch them, just smile. Choose faith. Among many things, the Christian life is a wrestling match. Those of us who are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and seeking to become more like Christ on a daily basis, we admit and acknowledge that every day is not a day of victory and triumph. There are some days, in the words of Christopher Wallace, that are a everyday struggle. Some days we are on the mountain, but other days we are in the valley. Some days we have it all together, but some days we feel like we are losing it. In the words of Paul, as he spoke to the church at Rome in chapter 7, seems like the good that we would do, that's what we don't do. And the evil and bad that we don't want to do, that's what we find ourselves doing. Oh, wretched man that I am. For those of us who are really honest with ourselves, we have to admit every day following the Lord Jesus Christ is a wrestling match. We are wrestling with who God wants us to be, against the temptation to be less than who God says we can be. We are wrestling to be wise against the temptation to be foolish. We are wrestling to be holy against the temptation to be carnal. We are wrestling to be people who are led by love against the temptation to be indifferent. We are wrestling to persevere in spite of opposition and difficulty against the temptation just to give up too soon. We wrestle with the temptation to be generous against the temptation to be tight-fisted. We wrestle with the temptation to be enthusiastic about the things of God against the temptation to be apathetic. We wrestle with the temptation to be grateful and thankful, against the temptation to be ungrateful and entitled. Be honest with yourself on this Sunday morning, constantly and continually, on a daily basis, we are wrestling. We are not the only people to wrestle. If we make our way to Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41, we encounter the original 12 disciples of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ engaged in a wrestling match as well. The disciples are not wrestling with holiness and carnality. The disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ here are wrestling to be people who walk by faith and who have faith and choose faith in the midst of what they are going through. According to the text, the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ are in the midst of a storm on the Sea of Galilee. While they are in the midst of an unexpected storm on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus cautions, or rather challenges them, to choose faith in the midst of a storm. While they are on a sea, making their way from Jewish territory to Gentile territory, the text says a storm emerges unexpectedly. The forecast early in the morning did not say or predict the storm. But sometimes, for those of us who have lived for more than a day, we can testify, sometimes storms emerge unexpectedly. Without warning, a storm can come. Without warning, boo or bae can tell you they don't want you no more. Without warning, a loved one can pass unexpectedly. Without warning, you can be downsized. Without warning, something will upset the apple cart of your life. Without warning, you can make a discovery about something, somebody, that will change the trajectory of your life. Storms come. And while storms come, watch chapel, we can choose fear, we can choose anxiety, we can choose to run and hide, we can choose to bury our head in the sand, or we can make the sanctified spiritual decision to choose faith. Despite the storm we are in right now, watch chapel, God has sent me by this pulpit to encourage everybody to choose faith. We're in the midst of a global pandemic. Schools are closed. No March Madness. No graduation. Weddings are being postponed. The normal of routine of our lives has been altered. There's a new normal, and we don't know yet what that's going to be. We are in uncharted territory. We've never been here before, but I've come by to encourage Watch Chapel and those who are listening to this word to choose faith. Choose faith. Choose faith. Choose faith. And while I'm preaching right now, before I press too far, let me say this word parenthetically. Faith and wisdom are not enemies. Choosing faith does not mean we act unwisely or don't engage in sanctified common sense. If faith is a gift from God, then wisdom is at least, amen, somebody, if not a sibling, but a first cousin. Amen. Choose faith, but wash your hands. Choose faith, but keep a safe social distance. Choose faith, but let doctors, healthcare professionals, and pharmacologists be who the professionals we want them to be. Choose faith, but don't buy all the toilet paper. Choose faith, but stay out of people's faces. Choose faith. Amen. You can have faith in God and still be wise. Jesus encourages the people of God to choose faith. Jesus encourages the disciples to choose faith. On this day, I encourage you to choose faith. What happens when we choose faith in God? First of all, when we choose faith in God, we remember what Jesus has already done. This is not the first encounter that the disciples have had with Jesus. Jesus called them in Mark chapter 1. For this season, they have been walking with Jesus on a daily basis. They have seen Jesus do the miraculous, amazing, wonderful, and astonishing already. In Mark chapter 3, Jesus restores the man with a withered hand. In Mark chapter 2, come on, I'm in the Bible right now. Jesus heals the man whose four friends brought him to the presence of Jesus as they opened the roof. He healed the paralytic man. Jesus in Mark chapter 1 has already healed, amen, a leprous man and healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law. They have witnessed what Jesus has done already. And church, when we choose faith, we remember and recall what the Lord has done already. I don't know who I'm talking to on this Sunday morning, but the Lord has done stuff and great things for you already. Who hadn't been healed by God? Who has not been encouraged by God? Who has not had God answer a prayer? Who has not seen God make a way? Who has not experienced provision from the hand of God? Who has not been protected by God? Who has not had God open a door and make a way? Don't forget about where God has brought you from. Don't forget about what God has done. I dare you to remember what the Lord has already done. 10 years ago, you had cancer, but now you're healed. Your blood sugar was sky high, but the Lord healed you. You were suicidal, wanted to give up, but the Lord gave you a reason to live. If he hadn't done it for you, he's done it for your neighbor. He's done it for your spouse. He's done it for your mama. He's done it for your daddy. He's done it for a friend. He's done it for a colleague. Don't forget what God has already done. When you choose faith, you remember what Jesus has already done. But not only do we remember what Jesus has already done, when we choose faith, we are willing to request help from Jesus. They are in a storm. The waves are beating upon the boat. They are in the midst of us. It looks like they are going to drown. And while they are in the midst of a storm, working to get the water out of the boat, Jesus is asleep. And somebody has the audacity to say, "Lord, don't you care that we drown?" And somebody, I don't know if it was Simon Peter, I don't know if it was Andrew, I don't know if it was Bartholomew, I don't know if it was James or John, but one of the three, it may have even been Judas. Somebody wakes Jesus up and says, "Lord, we need your help." When you have faith in God, when you have faith in Jesus, you will not yield to the temptation to be atheistic or prayerless. But when you choose faith in God, you are willing to ask the Lord and request help from Jesus. "Lord, we need your help. Lord, we need you to be a healer. Lord, we need you to be a way maker. Lord, we need you to be a provider. Lord, we need a vaccine. Lord, we need a cure. Lord, we need encouragement. Lord, we need your help. Lord, if you don't show up, we're not going to make it through this storm." And that's the prayer that the church needs to pray. That's the prayer that we need to pray. As we are choosing faith, we are asking for help from heaven. We are making a request from the Lord Jesus Christ for Jesus to do what we know that he can do. So while we are choosing faith, don't fret. Don't watch CNN all day, every day. Don't attune to Twitter every day, all day. Don't watch CNN every day, all day. I dare you to call on the name of God. If we, the people of God, across Wake County, across the United States of America, in every continent, every country, are audacious enough to call on the name of our God, lives will be saved, people will be healed, a cure will be discovered. Let's call on the name of our God. When we choose faith, we remember what the Lord has already done. We are willing to request help from Jesus. But when we choose faith, we will rely on what Jesus said. I'm going back to verse 35, where Jesus says to his disciples, let's go across to the other side. He doesn't say, let me go across to the other side. He's not talking about himself, God the Father, God the Holy Ghost. He says, let us go across to the other side. In other words, Jesus says they're gonna make it. Here's the shout for somebody right now in your bedroom. Here's the shout for somebody in the man cave. Here's the shout for somebody in Baltimore, in D.C. He says, let us go across to the other side. You better rely on what Jesus says. He didn't say that storms won't come, but he said, you're going to make it. Here's the good news, Watch Chapel. We're going to make it. Storms may come, but we're going to make it. You may have to cry, but we're going to make it. We may encounter difficulty, but we're going to make it. You may have to cry sometimes, but we're going to make it. Winds may blow, but we're going to make it. Water may get in the boat, but we're going to make it. Somebody just wave your hand at the screen. Don't touch nobody. Don't give anybody a holy five-five, but say, we're going to make it. Anybody know that with God, you can make it? With God, you can defeat Goliath. With God, the walls will come down. With God on your side, you're more than a conqueror. With God, you are a victor, not a victim. With God, we can triumph over temptation. With God, we gonna make it. Winds may blow, storms may arise, weapons may form, but you gonna make it. Let the haters hate. We gonna make it. We gonna make it. We gonna make it. With God on our side, we gonna make it. Amen. 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 We are choosing faith. We're not choosing anxiety. We're gonna be wise. We're not choosing to fret. We're not choosing to fear. We are choosing faith. As we seek to be like Jesus, Watch Chapel, we are choosing faith. Yes. Not faith in faith, but faith in the God of heaven. Amen. Remember what he said. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. Somebody right now who doesn't know Jesus as their Savior and Lord, we're not just talking about faith in magic. We're not just talking about something nebulous, vague, or unclear. We're talking about faith in our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not saved and don't know what that means, we want you to shout out Watch Chapel right now. Give us your name, your phone number via technology. A member of our staff will be in touch with you by Tuesday. If you want to unite with Watch Chapel, you say you want to come by Christian experience, by baptism, shout out your name and information via technology. A member of our team will be in touch with you by Tuesday. And when we make it back to Watch Chapel, we are going to make it back to the sanctuary. Yeah. We're going to make it back to worship at 3703 Tryon. We're going to introduce you as a new disciple who has come by letter, come by baptism, or come by your experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. We extend this invitation to you, my sister, my brother. We don't know if we're going to be back here on next Sunday or not, but guess what? We're going to worship on next Sunday. Amen. Amen. So be prepared to tune in to the wonderful Watch Chapel Missionary Baptist Church, 3703 Tryon Road, Raleigh, North Carolina. We're going to close out. Sister Keisha is coming now to close us out. But you just tell your neighbor, wherever you are, we're going to make it. With God on our side,
We gonna make it.
May the Lord bless you real good in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We thank God for that dynamic word on this Sunday morning as each of you are worshiping with us virtually. And those who are joining us via Choice FM 92.1, we want to remember what Pastor White spoke of.